I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 204, Sufficient Self-Control. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, Master Health Coach and Wellness Educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Well, hello, my friends. How are you doing today? Are you all geared up for the weekend? Excited that it's here? I'm excited too. I've got a lot going on this weekend, particularly the day this podcast airs, Saturday the 9th. Parties. Lots of holiday parties are going on right now. So I've got one in the morning, which is a church breakfast service project party. And then so much that night is going on too. There's another party going on. There's symphonies, there's chorus, choirs singing at different places that I kind of want to explore and see as well. And there's just some fun stuff going on. So whatever you're doing, I hope you're enjoying your time with the people you love and enjoying the season. Today, we're going to be talking about sufficient self-control. Yes, sufficient self-control. Why are we talking about sufficient self-control, nurturing discipline for a balanced life? Well, I will tell you, we get to this time of year and I feel like a lot of us just lose all self-control because then we get to January and we're like, I'm ready to start fresh. I'm ready to lose weight. I'm ready to feel great. I'm ready to start my new year off right and do all the things and set the goals and whatever. But we could do that right now. We don't have to wait. I think our mind is in the habit of waiting for the new year. And so we kind of let self-discipline, self-control just go out the window. And I know that I do this too because I'm typically waking up in the day really excited for my day and I'm going to make all these great healthy choices. And then what hits? Like 2 or 3 o'clock. And I'm like, give me all the treats. Give me all the stuff. And I don't have sufficient self-control. And it's because I'm not watching my thoughts. But this goes for anyone who's maybe not dealing with addiction to food. Maybe it could be addiction to something else, scrolling social media, addiction to gossip, addiction to negativity, addiction to, I don't know, some substance abuse. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's vaping or smoking or just a bad habit for your body. You know you shouldn't do it. It doesn't feel good actually afterwards. It feels good in the moment, but you kind of want to quit doing that thing afterwards. You feel the guilt that comes with it, the icky feeling that comes with it. And so today we want to talk about how to really focus on self-control, self-discipline at its best. Okay, so what is self-control? Let me read you a quote here about self-control. Self-control is strength. Calmness is mastery. You have to get to a point where your mood doesn't shift based on insignificant actions of someone else. Don't allow others to control the direction of your life. Don't allow your emotions to overpower your intelligence. So staying calm, controlling our emotions. This is self-control. Okay? What is the definition of self-control? The ability to control oneself, in particular one's emotions and desires, or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. We are all going to have difficult situations. So many people right now are having difficult situations. Being the holidays, it could be finances, it could be the loss of a loved one, it could be a health issue. It could be just relationships that are being severed right now because you're trying to control somebody else and it's not working out. So you're in a difficult situation. Who knows? But what about self-discipline? Is this the same thing as self-control? What is self-discipline? Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. God, I want some more of that, don't you? I do. And the definition for self-discipline is the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses, the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. Self-discipline. We as human beings, we just aren't great at these two things, self-discipline and self-control, which is why we're here to talk about it today, my friends. We've defined it. We're trying to find whatever it is within us that we need to work on to become better. And self-control goes beyond willpower. This is a learned skill, self-control. And I promise you that every day, the universe is going to give you an opportunity to work on your self-control and your self-discipline. So just knowing that that's coming tomorrow. Maybe you didn't pass the test today or you won't pass the test today. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm telling you in advance if you're listening to this in the morning. Something's going to happen today. Will you have sufficient self-control, self-discipline, to be able to choose what your higher brain is thinking that it really, really wants versus your monkey brain, your primal brain, okay? So we've got to figure out what it is we want. And then when it comes, when the temptation comes, we don't do the thing. We have to have sufficient self-control. That means there's going to be some delayed gratification. All right, we're giving up something we want now for something greater in the future that we want. This is the kind of the painful part where we see what we want kind of slip through our fingers. It's a momentarily fleeting feeling that we get, a dopamine hit that's just, it's very minor. It just comes when we get to have that thing, but we're delaying that when we have sufficient self-control because we know on the other end of it, whatever it is we're trying to accomplish or achieve is going to be much greater. The gratification will be 10 times greater on the other side of it. It's like learning to play the piano. You don't want to practice. Your brain tries to delay it. You wait till the last minute, then you only get maybe 2 minutes in versus an hour. But if you were to just have sufficient self-control and practice that piano every day for an hour, the gratification you would get at the end of a month of having practiced one song for an hour a day would be huge. The payoff is huge. And that goes for eating foods that are healthy for your body and giving up processed foods. It's super hard because you don't want to do that. You want to eat the junk. And it's more convenient to eat the junk. Drink the alcohol. Vape or whatever it is that you find yourself doing. But it's having the sufficient self-control and delaying that, knowing that you're going to kick the habit and you're going to have a healthier body, a healthier brain. You're going to be able to control your emotions so much more. I have found that when I'm eating junk food, sugar, processed stuff, my emotions are almost doing their own thing, like they're on autopilot and it's not me. And so when something kind of dramatic happens, my brain goes to the drama and explodes as well. And I'm like, wait, I know better. I know how to coach myself through that. Why didn't I do that? And I can always link it to diet or something I didn't do for my brain to kind of help my brain function at its best. And it went to the wayside. It went to the wayside when there was drama and I got involved in some way or another. That wasn't sufficient self-control. So I have to do everything on my part to make sure my brain is working at its best. I have to be drinking half my body weight in ounces of water every day. I've got to be exercising every day, moving my body in some way, shape, or form. I like to go walking out in nature this time of year. I like to lift weights. I like to build muscle because muscle helps balance a lot of things out in my body, including those hormones. So I like to do those things. And if I'm not doing those things, it's easier for me to not have self-control. One healthy habit leads to another healthy habit. And then you are finding yourself in momentum of getting your brain and your body to the place it wants to be and feels its absolute best. So there's lots of benefits of self-control. You're going to control your life in many aspects. You're going to strengthen your relationships because you'll be able to control your emotions in any situation. You'll be able to experience full health, optimal health, without having to take medications, without having to rely on others to kind of help take care of you. You become more self-reliant and independent because your brain and your body are working in the way that it's supposed to work and was designed to work. We have amazing bodies. Stress management. Okay, so when you have sufficient self-control and you take care of yourself, when the stress comes, you've already practiced and trained it up. You've meditated, you know your breathing exercises, your EFT tapping, and you have improved decision-making, improved stress management. Your long-term goals start to become more achievable, and you start seeing some progress with the things you really want out of life. Now, what other areas in our life will improve as we practice this sufficient self-control? Well, it takes sufficient self-control to stop being offended. It takes sufficient self-control to stop being disappointed at everything that's not going your way. It takes sufficient self-control to drop all your expectations of how you think your life is supposed to be going and to relax into what's actually happening. It takes sufficient self-control to stop being self-centered. Stop needing to be the center of attention or to talk about yourself all the time if you're one of those people. It takes sufficient self-control to be present with others. And I mean really present. You're not going off and doing something else because your brain says, well, we could be more productive doing this other thing. Let's leave this situation and go do this other thing. When you could actually just relax, watch whatever movie's happening or whatever's going on with the people you love, and just be there. Just be present with them. It takes sufficient self-control to not think negative thoughts about yourself, your personality, what's happened in your past, your body, the way you look physically. It's going to take some sufficient self-control to master all of these things, because these are the things that will come up on a daily basis for you in one way or another. And how are you going to control this? What will you do? Well, I'll tell you what I like to do. I like to sit down with my journal and just start writing down all my thoughts. And then I start doing some self-coaching. I say, what is going on here? What is the circumstance that actually is happening that's causing me to feel? And whatever the feeling is, I might write down that feeling. And then I would ask myself, what are the thoughts behind this circumstance that I'm having? Is it things like, this isn't fair? I do so much and I get so little in return. I try to find whatever thoughts around whatever circumstance is going on and that are causing me to feel, if it's annoyed or frustrated, or, maybe it's just, I feel it could be shame, it could be guilt, it could be whatever is going on that's heavy for me. But once I really start to become a detective and find out the thoughts behind what's going on, I figure out that I'm the one that's causing my own pain. It's not these other people or this thing that's going on. It's me causing my own pain. Because when I'm feeling a lot of pain, I take actions that go along with the pain I'm feeling. I might yell at people, or if I'm not a yeller, I might just not reach out and be more distant, put up some walls. isolate myself, not talk to people. These are a lot of things I'm doing because of the own thoughts in my head that I'm having about people or circumstances. And then the result is I'm mad all the time. I'm disappointed with my life. I can't get it together. I can't enjoy people. I can't enjoy what's happening because I'm having all of these thoughts. And this is just work I need to do on my brain to clean this up. We got to go in there with a broom and a dustpan and get in the nooks and crannies and really clean up what's going on in our head about what's going on in our life. And this will help us to gain sufficient self-control the next time something happens so that we're not so annoyed, angry, frustrated, resistant. We can release, relax, allow, and let go. Remember those four words? Release. Take a deep breath and just release it from your body. Relax. Allow. And let go. You can allow yourself to be annoyed, but then just let it go. Let it fly off. Okay, so that's what I do to self-coach myself whenever I'm having a really hard time. And I feel like things are out of my control and I wish I could control people and control the situation. I just sit down with my journal and I start to coach myself. It's amazing the things I can find that really aren't the truth that my brain is making up, that my brain is trying to create a story around. And a lot of brains want to create all these ginormous stories that aren't even happening, that aren't even true. And it's just a form of us beating ourselves up. That's not sufficient self-control of our thoughts at that point. So yes, you're going to need sufficient self-control around food. Of course, that's one. You're going to need sufficient self-control around people, your relationships, sufficient self-control with your language. Why is it important to work on your language? I think a lot of times we don't think that the language and the words we use have power, but they're just meaningless words that we're saying, when in fact they do carry a lot of power. They carry a lot of intensity behind them, depending on the words we use. Unkind words, mean words, cuss words, right? Even if we're just casually saying them. Who do we want to become? What kind of people do we want to become? What kind of language do we want to use? We're going to need to have sufficient self-control to even manage this part of us so we can refine ourselves. As we refine ourselves, we start to lean into this amazing person that God created us to be, like this higher self, this higher version of ourself, who's able to resist the junk food if necessary, and you want to make some goals around weight loss and health. This person who can express love and kindness to others on a daily basis and not need to put yourself in the spotlight, but really focus on just serving others and loving others and just being fun to be around, working on your personality a little bit, refining that. Not that there's anything wrong with your personality, but if it's causing friction or disconnection in any part of your life, that is something you have the power to control just by working on being a more cheerful, a more happy person to be around. And I can be that person by working on my thoughts. And I can work on my thoughts simply by listening to affirmations or meditations on YouTube. I like to listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza's little 20-minute spiels on the brain and thoughts, because once I'm listening to something like that, it takes me all but 1 second to get out of my own head and get into a different energy. And when I'm in that energy, I show up differently and more people want to be around me. Okay, so let people be people. You get to work on you. You start having sufficient self-control in these areas, And you're going to watch your whole entire life just transform into just this amazing thing. Well, you're not so needy and dependent on other people and things to make you feel a certain way. But you're going to work on letting yourself become who you want to become through doing your own self-coaching and thought work every time these situations come up. And that's how you're going to gain that sufficient self-control over your entire life. It's amazing. It's going to be the most amazing work you ever do for yourself. It's going to take sufficient self-control to have self-compassion and learn from your mistakes, to practice that self-compassion. So we've discussed a lot today. I want to just emphasize that this ongoing journey of self-control is transformative. It's going to have a huge impact on your life as you keep working on the things you want to refine and get better at. And I want to encourage you to share your experiences with gaining more self-control, self-discipline with me. Come over to Instagram. Health Coach Heather is where you'll find me. And you can send me a private message and let me know what you like about this podcast, what you're learning, and how you're gaining sufficient self-control in your life. If you have any questions, I can answer them right there for you. If you have any great podcast topics for me, you'd like me to maybe work on an outline for, go over to Instagram, Health Coach Heather, send me a private message, and I will come up with a great podcast that could help you or a family member who's struggling with anything in their life. And as always, if you have a child between the ages of 8 to 18, the sweet spot being about 11 to 15, I want to encourage you to sign them up for life coaching sessions with me or business coaching, okay? Either one, because I help these teens, these tweens, to really gain more confidence, more self-compassion, more self-love, and more awareness for others and what's going on around them through my one-on-one coaching program, okay? So go to healthcoachheather.com to learn more about Nurturing Potential. That's the life coaching program I have. Or BizKids, and sign up for one of those. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, if you've ever wanted your child to work with me as a coach, now is the time to do it. Your child will gain confidence, self-compassion, and awareness as they dive into a growth mindset and become an emotional adult. Go to my website to sign up for my one-on-one program called Nurturing Potential, www.healthcoachheather.com. This is going to be transformative for them. Don't wait any longer.